95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo taking the day off.
Slacker.
Oops, sorry, wrong mic. Is that it?
Yeah.
This is Stuart. And I didn't realize he didn't like being called Stuart.
You call me Stuart.
He likes to go by Stu. But when I came here, I didn't know that.
It's less syllables.
So I called him Stuart. And then I realized he didn't like it.
I don't love it. If I call you Mom,
so
you can call me Stuart.
So then I called him Stuart more. And then Sluggo said, hey, he doesn't really like that. And I said, you shouldn't tell me that. So then I started calling Stuart a lot. And then you looked at me a couple times like you were going to beat me up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm that dramatic about it. But maybe you got that impression.
I think I got that impression.
You don't know me that well.
What's that?
You don't know me that well.
Right, exactly. And then especially, now I do.
Yeah.
So now I know I can call you Stuart all I want and you won't get upset.
Keep it up.
Is that correct?
Keep it up.
That's what I thought. Also, I'm running the controls, which I Sluggo usually does, and I haven't done this in a couple of years.
This is going to be an S show today.
At best. At best, this is going to be an S show. Coming up on today's show, people are dumb. Surprise, surprise, that story comes out of Florida. There was a man pulled from a plane who crashed the plane on a train track.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The dude was flying a plane, crash landed.
Crash landed or landed?
Safely crash landed.
Dude.
On a train track.
That's just landing. Crash landing, there's no crash landing safely.
The plane was like all screwed up, but he was still in it. He was alive.
What?
But he happened to be on a train track.
This happened in Florida?
No, this happened here.
Oh. This makes sense.
And the LAPD got there in time, and there's video of them pulling him out of his plane just before a train demolished it.
No. Oh, wow.
But don't you look at that and know God wants me dead.
I
had to land a plane on the road and I ended up in the middle of a train track.
Wow. He was a pilot.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I assume he was.
Maybe the worst pilot ever.
Maybe.
Or the best pilot ever.
But he crash landed successfully.
I still take issue with that.
Okay. All right. He landed successfully on a street.
Wow.
And ended up right in the middle of a train tracks.
And pulled right before impact.
And
it sounds like a Dudley Do-Right episode.
It really does, yes. So we're going to talk about you cheated death on today's show as well.
Awesome!
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. It is a 2 for Tuesday. Here's 2 from Heart. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. Kevin here. Stuart with me.
Stu, yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, Chris?
Stu!
Yeah.
Stu, that's what
Go
I meant.
Ahead.
Stu with me.
Go ahead, Chris.
People in Florida are dumb. And this story comes to us from Florida, of course. Florida woman busted for 3 a.m. glitter attack. They got busted for a glitter attack.
Glitter attack.
Yes.
Please. Details.
Two Florida women, each facing felony burglary charges after allegedly perpetrating a 3 a.m. glitter attack on a male victim. Investigators say Sarah Franks, 29, and Caitlin O'Donovan, 27, arrived early yesterday morning at the Clearwater residence of a guy named Jacob Colon, and they were arguing with him.
Who knows?
Then, all of a sudden, both of them pulled out a glitter bomb. Now, I don't know in what form that comes.
A bunch of glitter in a baggie?
Maybe. I don't know, but they both threw it at him and hit him in the upper chest and the face.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the girls ran around the other side and opened the door.
Okay.
Then they ran in and started stealing stuff.
Well, he's
trying to get the glitter out of his eyes.
He's all bedazzled.
Right. And then he starts like wiping his eyes and getting it all out. And as soon as he gets it out, they hit him with another glitter bomb. Both of them.
Wow.
They're loaded with glitter bombs.
This sounds like a foolproof plan to me. So
agreed.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got to the really dumb part
yet.
So then they both were taking stuff and running it out to the car. And when he would get his eyes clean, they would glitter bomb him again.
This guy's not learning.
You would think like if he had, I don't know, some kind of goggle?
Yeah.
Glasses
well,
even?
They're up in the attic, so okay.
I can't get up there. I don't know.
Wow.
So then eventually, and by the way, the police were called after they left, about an hour after they left, the police show up. The guy goes, yes, I know who they were. This is her and this is her.
That's true.
And the police went to pick them up and followed
the glitter trail.
The glitter trail back to their house. Followed the glitter trail. There was a trail of glitter that went from the dude's house.
Yeah.
like they were leaving breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
A glitter bomb.
The glitter trail. It sounds like something you'd need a tour guide for.
It really does.
Gary Glitter's over there, and that's where the Suite used to rehearse. And then Slade, they played a gig right in there. And
Listen.
Like a pub crawl.
If you're going to use a glitter bomb, maybe stop when you get the car. Don't keep throwing what the glitter out.
Well, then they were celebrating.
Yeah, we got away with it. Woo!
We're out of confetti. Yeah, throw the glitter.
Oh, shoot. The police followed the glitter. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Sluggo's out today, so Stu is in here with me.
Hi.
And what I'm learning quickly is that Stu knows about as much as I do about how to run things.
Nothing. Next to nothing.
This is great. The two of us are just like idiots over here going, oh, press that. Try that.
It's learning day.
Here's a list of the top 10 catches from the TSA last year.
Top 10 catches from the TSA.
Top 10 things that they took from people as they were trying to get on an airplane.
Stole works.
Stole is fine.
Yeah.
Top 10 TSA things that they stole that they took from people who were going to try and get on an airplane but had them when they went through security.
Okay.
I think that's a better way of saying it.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guess.
At the
top 10.
Top 10.
Can you hit any of the top 10?
I know I can get one of them.
All right.
Bottle of water. Ding. Survey says?
No. No, this is... Let me try again.
Oh, okay.
Let me reset.
Because that's... All right.
This is the most dangerous stuff.
Oh.
I didn't tell you that. Of course it's bottle of water. Of course. Everybody does
it. Nitrous, you know, okay.
All right, so I'm gonna forgive that one because it was a poor sell on my part.
All right.
Top 10 catches of 2021 by the TSA.
All right. Scissors. Is scissors on the list? Am I still not understanding?
Oh, no, you're understanding. You're just wrong.
Oh, okay.
You just didn't hit.
Scissors didn't hit.
Didn't hit the top 10, no.
Knives?
Well, does a machete work? A machete was taken in Reagan, Washington National.
Oh,
and also a meat cleaver. So you kind of hit meat two cleaver. With that one.
Oh, okay. All
a
right.
meat cleaver was taken in Harrisburg
this is like
International
a
Airport.
Incident notable kind of stuff, not just a cumulative tally.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now that you understand the concept.
Right.
Because we've had to identify it three different times because I'm not good at explaining.
Or I'm not good at understanding.
Either way.
Okay, an anaconda. you know, just shoot for the stars.
I mean, that would be a good one.
Right?
No.
Not there?
Mm-mm.
All right?
No.
I'm
going to give you one because you'll never guess this.
Okay, yeah.
A wine holder shaped like a gun.
But it's a wine holder.
In the Sacramento International Airport. I don't think they love it at an airport. I don't think they love anything shaped like a gun. I think they're down with things that are shaped by guns.
This, I'm holding up my thumb
they
and don't, index
they would,
finger.
They would take like your index gun. Finger. They would take that from you.
Oh, no.
They don't love the gun.
All right. Yeah, I got
concept.
That. Wine holder shaped like a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of my depth here.
All right. Fireworks. At Syracuse International.
I thought I could bring them.
Right?
What
could go wrong?
I put them in my shoe.
This one you'd never guess either. Bear spray.
Bear spray.
Bear spray. There's a spray that you can spray that is supposed to repulse bears.
And this is something they tried as a carry-on, right? Because you can pack bear spray.
Right. No, it's a carry-on.
I do it all the time.
Yes.
Huh.
Okay. All right. So we don't have number one yet.
Coyote urine?
No coyote urine.
That figured into my life.
Nope.
Let's see. Just a big bag of broken glass.
Nope. You're not great at this game.
I feel like I'm
having said that. Having said that, it's an impossible list to guess.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give them to you. And I'm going to end with number one, which you will be surprised that anyone tried.
A vial of COVID-19.
I don't think those are available.
I don't know.
But I wouldn't put it past
somebody. I'm thinking like the way Dexter does it, you know?
In Atlantic City, number 10, somebody tried to sneak through actual bullets in a deodorant package. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Creative.
In Newark International, this is number 9, an antique pistol.
An antique pistol?
Yes. Again, they don't love the gun idea at an airport.
Why did it? Well,
in Texas, a meth burrito.
A meth burrito?
Right?
Huh.
Now, it doesn't say if it was a burrito that was sprinkled.
I think it is smuggling meth in a burrito.
I assume that's what it was.
That's very, very creative and
not great.
I don't know.
In Honolulu, a gun belt buckle.
A gun belt buckle, mm-hmm. once again.
Gun.
The whole gun. An actual gun. Gun-shaped belt buckle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. It doesn't say if it was an actual gun, but again...
Yeah.
They don't love the gun theme when you get to the airport.
Why fool around?
All right. You got number six, a meat cleaver.
Yeah.
Number five is a bear spray. Number four is a machete.
Huh.
Number three is fireworks, which you got. Yeah. Number two is a wine holder shaped like a gun. And number one, I'm going to give you one last guess. If you get it, I will give you $20.
A box of syringes.
Ooh, good guess.
Yeah.
Not correct, but good guess. No, it was a chainsaw.
A chainsaw. I was split between those two.
It was a chainsaw. Can you imagine trying to get a chainsaw through TSA?
Totally. I smuggled one in my pants once.
Did you?
I have a chainsaw-shaped belt buckle. It's killer.
That happened in New Orleans. All right, look, I know you're not supposed to stop a twofer. I get that. I mean, I know how twofers work.
Dude.
You play one.
What are you doing?
And then you play another one.
What are you doing?
I'm stopping in the middle. So when we continue, we'll continue with another U2 song.
Okay.
In a second.
I mean, yeah.
First, we're going to set up this call-in, which is that you cheated death. The Los Angeles Police Department late Sunday released footage that showed police officers pulling a bleeding pilot to safety just moments before a barreling train collided with his plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
The crash occurred at 2 p.m. in Pacoima.
Pacoima? This happened in Pacoima?
Yes.
That just adds so much more to this story.
It was a Cessna 172, a single-engine airplane.
No way. I know that plane.
You don't.
No, I do. My ex-girlfriend used to fly. She's a big pilot now.
No kidding.
What's her name? What was the pilot's name? Uh-oh.
It was a dude. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Depending on your feelings on her.
Well, I mean, you know, Jenner used to be a dude.
No, it's not that kind of thing. No. This guy landed a plane on a road. So, and it was very close to an airport. So he got up into the air, had an emergency,
right.
Was like, OS,
uh-oh.
I'm going to have to set this down.
Yeah.
So he sets it down and it's sort of up on its nose and he's bleeding from his head.
Ooh. All right.
And miracle.
How did he wind up on the train track?
That's the non-miracle part. Miracle.
Okay.
He survives.
Yeah.
He set the plane down and it sort of was wrecked, but he was okay. Also, it happened to be on train tracks.
But wait.
Wow. Is that possible?
Wow.
Out of all the area in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is it possible to land a plane and then be right in the middle of
train tracks? Because most of the train tracks in Los Angeles, they don't even work anymore.
Correct.
You know?
This one did.
And I'm not sure. Does Amtrak go to Pacoima?
I'm telling you that this one, the train was coming full speed. And the police pulled the guy out who was bleeding from his head.
By the way, Pacoima police on the spot.
Listen to this.
Tonight, several Los Angeles police officers are being called heroes after racing to rescue the pilot of a small plane who made an emergency landing on train tracks seconds after the pilot was pulled out a commuter train smashed into the plane. The pilot was rushed to the hospital. Luckily, no one was hurt.
No one was hurt.
No one was hurt.
The dude lands in a plane in an emergency and ends up on train tracks.
Let's get him on the phone. If you're listening, wherever you are, we want to hear from you.
That is either the luckiest or unluckiest person alive.
I'm going to say
unlucky.
Lucky. No, I'm going to say luckiest.
Really?
If that was me, the first place I would go would be to the liquor store to get some lottery tickets.
Because you would say that you were lucky because the police rescued you.
And a pack of smokes. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you cheated death. I had a car accident. I was coming back from Burning Man. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Mm.
And there was a cow in the middle of the road.
Someone was riding that? No.
I'm saying it was a cow, and you're going to have to believe me when I tell you that.
Okay.
And so I swerved to the right.
He jumped in the middle of the road,
He came
out of nowhere.
He was just standing there. I went up over a hill, and he was just standing there just minding his own business.
Okay.
Swerved to the right. Missed him.
Okay.
Turned into the turn, you're supposed to.
Sure.
Went the other way a little too far, turned again, and thought to myself, I can't believe I got out of this, because it was so great. Wow. And when I said great, my wheels fell off, and I flipped my car four times.
Oh.
Yes. And then I found myself upside down, about 45 feet from the street, and a stoner was following me and saw and pulled off. He's like, dude. You need a ride? I was like, the last thing I need is a ride from you, but thank you.
That was hot, bro.
I loved it.
Do it again, man. Hey, you hungry?
But I had my seatbelt on, thank God.
Well, yeah.
So, 818-955-KLOS. I believe I cheated life.
No, you cheated death.
Death, right. Cheated death. I cheat life.
Stay focused.
Yeah, right. You ever have any close calls?
I had one just like what you described.
Okay.
With the pilot that I was just now alluding to.
Uh-huh.
And we were getting onto the on-ramp in Orange County down by, anyway, well, whatever, not in Orange County. And it was a misty night, and she didn't do what you did, though. Got onto the road, made the right turn. Uh-oh. Back end is fishtailing to the left. Started to correct.
Oh, no.
Too much.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, we were rolling down the embankment, and I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and I remember bouncing around in the car.
We weren't going that fast,
but yeah, upside down, I crawled out of the wreckage and said, wow. Hey, look, there's a Stuart Anderson's. I said, there's a Black Angus here. You want to get a drink? Because I want a drink right now.
Well,
are
you should have.
Okay?
You should have.
Yeah, I think we did.
So 818-955-KLOS, you cheated death. And now, Sluggo was out for the day. Stu was in with him.
Boo!
For him, with me. We're talking about a guy in Pacoima who crash-landed his plane. He was okay. He was bleeding from the head, but okay.
Yeah.
But he ended up on train tracks.
As you do.
As like you do, everywhere in Southern California. And then just before the train demolished his plane, the police pulled him from the plane and saved his life, and he was just bleeding from the head, and they flew him to get help, and he was fine.
He cheated death.
He cheated death.
You know who we should be getting a hold of for this?
No.
Nikki Sixx.
Who's done that 100 times?
Anyone knows anything about cheating death, it's Nikki Sixx.
That is true.
Nikki, call.
818-955-KLOS. You cheated death?
Yeah, I'm calling about how I cheated death.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I was at a friend's house and didn't know he had a pool. No one was home. I dove in the pool. I snapped my neck.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Instantly paralyzed, drowning. Got my arm movement back, crawled out of the car. Or crawled out of the pool.
Is this Keith Moon?
Drove 22 miles to a hospital.
Hold up.
Crawled in there.
Hold up.
There's a lot going on.
You got out of the pool with a broken neck and drove a car?
Yes, sir. I drove 22 miles to a hospital, crawled in there, and they couldn't handle me because it was such trauma. They life-flighted me. They said I'd never walk again, and I'm perfectly fine now.
I guess.
What? Have you played the lottery?
You know what? Everyone asks me that, and I already said I'm not wasting my money because I already won.
Oh, I like that, but you're dumb.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. You cheated dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's the Kevin and Sluggo Show. We're talking about cheating death. You did it?
Yeah. I was about maybe 20, first car I ever purchased. Driving a little too fast down the road, ended up hitting a ditch in a back road.
I'm sorry, hitting a what? A ditch?
I think a ditch.
I hit a ditch, yeah. My steering wheel, my rear end started like fishtailing. My back tire clipped the train tracks I was next to, which then flipped the Tacoma over the passenger side onto the driver's side. But luckily, as soon as I felt the truck start rolling, I let go of the steering wheel and ducked, and, you know.
Wow.
Luckily I did that.
You had the presence of mind to duck.
When I flip my car, there's that 1 second when you flip a car when you think, okay, I'm no longer in charge. Yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
Sure.
By the time it rolled over and landed back on its tires, I tried getting up, and the roof and the side door had caved in all the way to the steering wheel, and I couldn't get out, and I was pretty much trapped.
Wow.
I ended up having to go crawl over to the passenger door, get out the side, and luckily I got out. I was looking at my truck because on the passenger side, it looked totally fine, but on the driver's side was total.
Yeah, when you go to sell that thing, dude, take the pictures from that passenger side.
That's some solid advice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You cheated death?
Yes, I did. So it was February 25th, 1983. in the military. I was about 19, mm-hmm. and I found out in the chow hall that morning I was getting promoted to E4, which it only took me 12 months, which is, you know, that's pretty good.
So right. far, a good day.
So I decided to celebrate, and I went to the little PX and bought a case of Schlitz Small Liquor Bull.
Uh-oh.
Strong. A strong choice.
Pounding them, and by 2 or 3 o'clock, all the rest of my, I'm out on the barrack steps, and all the rest of my partners, they were starting to get off, and a friend of mine had bought a new motorcycle, so everyone was taking turns riding it, and of wow. course, I gotta ride it in my motorcycle. I got on it, and I was just in a parking lot, no helmet on, and I don't remember getting on the bike, and the next thing I know, I woke up in the hospital.
Oh, my God. You don't remember the accident at all. You just woke up in the hospital.
You don't even remember getting on the bike.
No, my friends told me about
it. Hello? Now he died. Now wow. he died. Oh. Now's the time he died. Nice. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. Sluggo is out today, so Stu is filling in for him.
Stu.
I'm going to tell you a story about another Floridian?
Florida man.
Florida man. That's an idiot. A 29-year-old man is behind bars on multiple criminal charges after allegedly stealing $350 worth of stuff from a Pennsylvania business and threatening to stab a clerk who tried to stop him.
He went up to Pennsylvania?
Did I say Pennsylvania?
No.
Pennsylvania. Yes.
The land of pencils.
Right, yes. All right. But he was from Florida.
Okay, Florida man.
He's a Florida man that went to Pennsylvania. According to a criminal complaint, Jacob McFarland is his name. He entered Adult World Emporium.
I'm sorry, Adult World Emporium?
In Philadelphia suburb, yes, and walked out with a pair of masturbators.
Oh.
I'm not
sure.
Positive what that is.
It could be a service.
I'm trying to think. A fleshlight that costs $95.99.
Did you say flashlight? Because I think you're mispronouncing that.
I said fleshlight.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, I know that. And an auto blow.
And an auto blow?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, are you...
May I tell you what the auto blow retails for?
Please do.
$250.
Jeez.
I think I've been told. You plug it into your lighter.
In the car?
Yeah. I've been told.
I would think it would just be a lot cheaper to just employ somebody.
Yeah, because for that $250, you could actually get a hooker.
Yeah, like a bunch of times over. I've heard.
You have heard, sure.
I've also, go on.
When the Adult World worker confronted McFarland in the store's parking lot, that's when he pulled a knife said, I'm really serious about the auto blow. He didn't say that, but he should have.
About the auto blow. You can have it all back, but I keep the auto blow.
So they called the cops, and then the cops show up at the store, and the guy goes, oh, yeah, I know who it is. He applied for a job yesterday here. So they had his home address, his phone number, everything.
But you know what? Those are the kind of folks that, so I've heard that when you go into those places, they're not the type of folks you also see at work in In-N-Out drive through. There's a different stripe of employee that typically works at
And you know that. Play. How?
Because I read books. I read a lot.
Do your books have pictures? Yes, they do. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yesterday, we had the unfortunate news that Bob Saget had passed away. And I knew Bob Saget. He was a friend of mine. And I tried to talk about him yesterday. And I felt like I did a very lame job of explaining the specialness that was Bob Saget. I failed miserably. And then I saw my friend Jimmy Kimmel, who actually did it right. So I brought this in from last night's Kimmel. Here's Jimmy Kimmel talking about Bob Saget.
Before we start the show, before the audience shows up, I wanted to say a few words about Bob Saget. If you read anything about Bob online last night, if you saw any of the many thoughts from people who knew him personally, a word that came up a lot was the sweetest. And Bob was the sweetest. He was the sweetest man. And the reason people wrote that is because it's true. It's the best word. If you had to pick one word to describe him, that was it, sweetest. I have so many wonderfully kind and supportive texts and emails, calls from Bob. He always had a compliment. He would write sometimes just to tell me he loved me. And I know he He did that for many people. He was so funny, and I'm not talking about Full House or America's Funniest Home Videos or stand-up comedy or movies. I mean funny for real. Like when you walked into a party, you saw Bob and his wife, Kelly, in the corner, you go straight to them and stay for as long as you could because he had something funny to say about everything and nothing bad to say about anyone. Never. If there were people he didn't like, he kept it to himself. He was, unlike me, he was a good person. Bob lost his sister, Andrea, to a brain aneurysm and his sister, Gay, to a disease called scleroderma. It just so happened that Bob had been doing fundraisers to fight scleroderma 3 years before his sister got it. It's a rare disease, and it was a freak thing. And when Gay was diagnosed, Bob later joined the board of directors for the Scleroderma Research Foundation. He hosted and booked fundraisers every year up until last year. We did many of them together. He was very committed to finding a cure for this incurable disease that took his sister's life. And I know that if you want to remember him, there's nothing he would appreciate more than if you support SRF. You can go to their website and take a look at what they do there. So last night I was going through emails with Bob, and some of them were just funny, but some were very serious emails about life and the well-being of our children and how hard it is to appreciate one of those without the other being just right. In one email, we're talking about our kids, and I have it here. He wrote, one night soon, let's go out and have some meat and some good damn drinks and talk about how lucky we are that we have them. And we did do that many times. When my son was in the hospital, Bob checked in a lot. So I want to send love to his daughters, to his wife, Kelly, and to his friends who loved him so much. He was very kind to everyone, and he had no problem telling you that he loved you and what you meant to him. In 2017, after our mutual friend Don Rickles died, Bob and John Stamos, who were beyond friends, they were brothers. They are brothers. They were like this. And Bob was the tall one. He was the middle finger. Bob and John joined me on the show to eulogize Don, to tell stories about him and how much we were going to miss him. We never imagined that 4.5 years later, we'd be talking about... I'm sorry, I taped this like 14 times, and I just... Anyway, we had a beautiful conversation that night. You could see when John and Bob were talking about how much they loved Don, how much they loved each other. And so I thought it might be nice before we go on with the show, regular show, to share just a bit of that one more time as we remember Bob.
Well, I never thought we'd be friends this long. My God, the first 4 years we worked together, we weren't like besties. You were bringing all the hot women in the world to the show. You had a mullet. You were Uncle Jesse. And I was a married guy and living in the Palisades. I didn't know what the hell was going on. You're getting action all the time. I was trying to write jokes at night.
You were, as Don would call you, a whiny Jew.
You guys That's are going to be like the old guys on the Muppets.
I hope that happens. John Stamos, Bob Saget, everybody.
We love you, Bob.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You know, people can hear when you drum on there.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Sluggo show. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Filling in for Keith Moon. Mooney.
I wouldn't go that far.
No? Okay.
We talked a lot about Florida being dumb, and it's because a lot of people in Florida are dumb. There's a Florida woman... Most of the time, it's Florida man.
It is,
let's be honest.
Florida man. Yeah.
Florida women busted for 3 a.m. glitter attack is the headline.
Glitter attack.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Two Florida women are each facing a felony burglary charge. It was 3 a.m. They showed up to the guy's apartment. It was a bottom floor apartment, so it had a little railing.
Bottom feeders at the bottom floor.
Correct. And they got into an argument. So clearly they knew him.
What? Okay.
Yeah, they got into an argument. And they both had glitter bombs.
Of course they did.
Because Florida.
Because
And they both threw the glitter bombs at the guy at the same time and blinded him.
Yeah.
You know, momentarily.
Glitter bombs?
Yes.
Is there an explosive in the, or you just throw, it's like a bag of glitter.
I think it's just a bag of glitter.
That's just fun. Don't inhale.
Right, that's just good fun.
Yeah.
So they temporarily blinded him, and one of them ran around the front and opened the door and got in, and they started stealing stuff. And then he was able to clear it out of his eyes, and then they did it again.
I'm bedazzled again.
How many glitter bombs did they have?
Silver and gold.
So they kept doing that, and then they glitter bombed him again.
Just pass
third
out.
Third time.
They're going in and out of the house like they're moving.
Stealing stuff, yes.
Hey, here he is again. Boom.
Oh, get the TV, glitter bomb. Okay, let's get this. So they kept glitter bombing him, and then he eventually called the police. Now, there were two problems.
Phone.
There's two problems. Yeah, he picked up the glitter phone and called glitter 911. And there's two problems with the case is that, A, he knew both of them.
Yeah, they were already known to
him. Knew both their names.
Wow.
And B, the cops could follow the glitter from the apartment to their house.
They left a glitter trail.
It was about a mile away, and there was glitter following the car all the way to the house. Like, what?
Glitter and confetti.
Oh, how could you possibly not think of that?
The Great Floridian Glitter Trail.
Why would that happen?
Why wouldn't it happen in Florida?
Especially in Florida, that is true, yeah. Florida always provides entertainment.
We need to get glitter bombs. I mean, if it's just a bag of glitter, okay, that's easy, but I feel like...
Put it with an M80?
It should be an exploding thing.
Right.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mark on that. This is not going to be good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. Sluggo is out today. Stu is in with me.
Yep. It's Kevin and Stu Show.
Better known as Stuart.
Well, that's got such a good ring to it. Not Stu.
Kevin and Stuart? What?
No.
What?
Shut up.
He doesn't like being called. He doesn't like being called. There was an incredible thing that happened in Pacoima.
Of land of incredible things happening.
Unbelievable. The guy took off in a Cessna 172, a single engine airplane.
Yeah.
And he was flying it, and he had some kind of an emergency, and he had to land on a street.
Because Pacoima Airport was, he couldn't get there.
Correct.
I guess.
So he landed on the street and hit his head, and he was bleeding from his head. And the police were called immediately, and they came out, and they noticed, the plane that the guy landed, I guess is a kind word, because it was the tail was way up high.
Yeah, you've been saying crash landing before.
It's not a crash landing, but it's a it's a safe crash landing. It's an emergency landing.
If you bust your head open. Yeah, there you go. Emergency landing.
It's an emergency landing. So his head's bleeding, and the cops realize, this guy is on train tracks.
Ooh.
And there is a train that is speeding toward the plane. Yes. Now, is that incredibly good luck that the police pulled him from his plane just before the train destroyed it?
Wow.
Or is it bad luck because he crashed or he landed, emergency landing, and then ended up on train tracks?
If he borrowed that plane from his brother or something, bad luck for that guy.
If it's his plane...
Yeah.
It's good luck or is it bad luck?
Well,
I mean, the police did pull him out of the plane and got him, 15 feet away before the train just demolished.
I'll bet that dude is celebrating life tonight.
Right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because he had an emergency landing and was pulled from the plane just before it got run over by a train.
For sale, Cessna 172. Slightly used.
Yeah, it's on.
Sorry.
No worries. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station.
It's the Stu and Kevin Show.
It's the Kevin and Sluggo Show now, the Stu and Kevin Show, in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. If you're trying to catch a flight, the TSA would like you to know that carrying a chainsaw might not work. Maybe that's a bad idea.
Stow that thing with the Anaconda.
Correct. When you pack, you pack it all and check it.
You can totally,
all good.
Yeah, syringes.
Birds hate tennis.
What?
Okay. And if you're going to rob an adult store of an auto blow, don't do it the day after you apply for a...
Thank Your Lucky Stars was the name of the British TV show that the Beatles appeared for the very first time on national television. 53, lip-syncing to Please Please Me. All right, pop quiz for you. What year did the Whiskey-A-Go-Go on the Sunset Strip, this day in rock in the year 1964?